Well, good Wednesday morning, church. I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 through 56. Again, God's saving word for today is hope. In this passage of scripture, we read where Jesus is mocked by the soldiers. They nail him to a cross. They gamble for his clothes. Passerbys jeer and yell, and even the criminals crucified on either side of Jesus scorn him. Jesus cries out on the cross that he has been completely abandoned, and at his death the curtain in the temple is torn in two and the earth shakes. The women who had followed Jesus look on from a distance. So let's begin our reading today. Then Pilate's soldiers took Jesus into the governor's palace, and the whole company gathered around him. They stripped off his clothes and put a scarlet robe on him. They made a crown out of thorny branches and placed it on his head, put a stick in his right hand. Then they knelt down before him and made fun of him. "Long live the King of the Jews," they said. They spat on him, and they took the stick and hit him over the head with it. Then, when they had finished making fun of him, they took the robe off and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene called Simon, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine mixed with a bitter substance, but after tasting it, he would not drink it. They crucified him and then divided his clothes among them by throwing dice. After that, they sat there and watched him. Above his head, they had put the written notice of the accusation against him. "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Then they crucified two bandits with Jesus, one on his right and one on his left. People passing by, they shook their heads and they hurled insults at Jesus. "You were going to tear down the temple and build it back up in 3 days. Save yourself if you are God's son. Come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders made fun of him. "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Isn't he the King of Israel? If he will come down off that cross, we will believe in him. He trusts in God and claims to be God's son. Well, then, let us see if God wants to save him now." And even the bandits who had been crucified with him insulted him in the same way. At noon, the whole country was covered with darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud shout, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why did you abandon me?" And some of the people standing there heard him and said, "He's calling for Elijah." And one of them ran up at once and took a sponge and soaked it in the cheap wine and put it on the end of a stick and tried to make him drink it. But the other said, "Wait, let's see if Elijah is coming to save him." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. When the curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks split apart, the graves broke open, and many of God's people who had died were raised to life. They left their graves, and after Jesus rose from the dead, they went into the holy city where many people saw them. When the army officer and the soldiers with him were watching Jesus, they saw the earthquake and everything else happened. They were terrified, and they said, "He really was the Son of God." There were many women there looking on from a distance who had followed Jesus from Galilee and helped him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the wife of Zebedee. Today's key verse was Matthew 27, verse 24. They were terrified and said, "He really was the Son of God." You know, God's entrance into this world through Jesus was a way for God to be fully present with us and understand human suffering, abandonment, and loneliness. At his death, Jesus cries out to God, quoting Psalm 22:1, "Whenever you feel most alone, in what way do you experience a sense of trust that God is with you?" Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your steadfast love and presence in my life, even in my darkest moments. Heighten my awareness of your grace amid my struggles. Amen. Well, that brings this time together to an end. And again, I'm praying for you and your family, for God's blessings, for God's salvation. And I just encourage you to keep looking up, because your miracle is on its way. God bless.